The Detroit Red Wings surprised absolutely no one today as they presented Jeff Blashill as their 27th head coach. Michigan Radio Sports commentator John Eubanken is with us now. And John, we've been hearing these rumors since Mike Babcock departed for Toronto. So no surprise, right?
No, in fact, we called it right here, I believe, like everybody else.
That's right. So what have you seen him do in these 3 years coaching the Grand Rapids Griffins that has impressed you and that you hope you're going to see with the Wings?
Good question. A few things. One, he's obviously won. That's par for the course. Without that, we really don't care how nice a guy you are. Two, he's won with a very different roster every year. Because if you're a minor league coach, guys are coming in all the time, and your best players are leaving.
So there's a lot of churn.
If you're good, there's a lot of churn because you're developing players that the Red Wings want.
Sure.
So third thing is he's got great relationships of both trust and respect with the players he coached in Grand Rapids as well as the players he coached in Detroit, who are now at the big club like Luke Glendening, who cannot wait for him to take over. Babcock was a successful coach, but he was not popular.
There's just kind of, shall we say, an icy persona.
I think by design.
Yeah, not there to be anybody's friend. And neither is Blashill, but there's a way of being maybe a little more accessible.
Yes, no doubt about that. Furthermore, look, anybody in business will tell you this. This generation is different. We've been saying that for probably 100 years. And Blashill gets it better than Babcock does. The Red Wings are going through a major transition right now. And that's a nice way of saying getting old.
They're aging out. So we got
big
those
time.
Big stars are getting – those big stars are almost the same age as Blashill.
That's right. Blashill's 41. These guys are in their mid to late 30s in many cases. And it's two things. One, when you're a pros pro like Zetterberg or Datsyuk, man, you've heard everything. And like I said last time, Babcock's been around for 909 games. How many pregame speeches do you have? We've heard them all the tactics, the mind games, and all the rest. So they're getting tired of that. They're turning them out. The young guys got to listen, but they don't respond to that kind of old-school coach the way I think they're going to Blashill. So the talent is going to evolve, but Blashill's shown he can work with a rotating roster.
So you're the guy replacing Mike Babcock. It's your first head coaching job with the NHL. What do you think? Where do you start?
You try not to make it too big a deal. And I think John Cooper at Tampa Bay has done that. I saw Bill O'Brien, the Penn State football coach, do that. Even though it's your first time in the bigs, don't feel the need, like almost everyone does, to show new boss in town, I'm a tough guy now, all this stuff. Man, just quietly do your job as calmly as you can. Look, if you're winning games, the head coach always gets too much credit. I've done this at a high school level. It's not a big deal compared to the Griffins or the Red Wings. But a smart coach, I learned from Bo, you give everyone else the credit when you're winning. And when you're losing, it's one guy's fault. It's yours.
Meantime, before we let you go, what are you thinking of the Stanley Cup Finals? You're watching Chicago fell to Tampa Bay last night, and I hear cheers around a lot of Michigan. I think, yay!
For your listeners, by the way, Cynthia Candy is a surprise. She's a closet sports fan, and that means you're a closet Blackhawks hater.
Well, I guess, you know, it's so funny because I'll see postings on Facebook, I hate Chicago, I hate the Blackhawks. It's just people kind of venting. I think there has been that. As you've put it, it's one of the great sports rivalries.
No question. And
we have an attachment to Steve Yzerman. And,
of course, he's now the president of the Tampa Bay Lightning, of course.
Yeah.
Stevie Y, the captain, is how he's known in
the
these
captain,
parts.
Who could have gotten elected governor if he'd been able to run.
But, and some years might have been better.
Yeah. So what do you think as you're watching, you know, we've got the three games down now. Any predictions?
I think it's going to go down to the wire. And from my point of view, all I want is more hockey. So you got these great games, you know, 1-0, 4-3 over the weekend. Great games, good back-and-forth hockey, and also interesting hockey. For those who are not accustomed to the game, about 10 years ago, the game had gotten really bad. A lot of interference, a lot of getting in the way. Mm. Rugby on ice, which was not very interesting. They changed the rules. They tightened them up to reward the faster, skilled players and let them play. So now what you're seeing is great up-and-down hockey.
Game 4 tomorrow night. And now the help wanted sign is up in Grand Rapids.
It is, but not for long. But I'll tell you what, I'm willing to bet right now the help wanted sign will not be up in Detroit for a long time. I think Jeff Blashill's in for a long and successful run.
Michigan Radio sports commentator John Eubanken. As always, thanks, John.
Thank you.